This is Science Friday from NPR News. I'm Ira Flatow. Let's say you have a little extra spending money this month. I know it's that kind of economy, but let's say you have a little bit, a couple of bucks, burning a hole in your pocket, and you have serious case of February blues. You want to do something with that money. So what do you do? Well, what can you do with that money to make your month a little cheerier, to make yourself a little happier? Well, according to my next guest, you would be wise to spend that money on an experience, a concert, a trip, rather than buying a thing like jewelry or an iPod. People who bought experiences rather than things, he says, reported being happier with the experience even weeks after the purchase. So with Valentine's Day coming tomorrow, that may be something to consider when buying that last-minute gift. Maybe a thing, chocolate, or a concert series, something like that. Joining me to talk more about it is my guest, Ryan Howell, Assistant Professor of Psychology at San Francisco State University. Welcome to Science Friday, Dr. Howell.
Thank you for having me.
How did you discover this? You conducted a study?
I did. We were able to recruit 154 participants. Their ages were between 19 and 50. It's a pretty ethnically diverse community here, so that was pretty cool. And we brought them into our lab, and we gave them a manila envelope, so we didn't know the questions they would be answering. And we told them they'd be answering questions regarding how they use their money and the choices and how that would affect their happiness. And then we asked them to think about a time in the last 3 months that they had used their money to make them happier. Half of them were told to think about specifically a life experience, like you said, eating out or going to a concert or traveling. And the other half were told to think about a time that they had tried to make themselves happier when they bought a material item. And then they spent about 15 minutes writing a short paragraph describing the purchase, their feelings, their environment, and then they answered a whole series of questions about how the purchase satisfied their psychological needs, how it increased their happiness, other people's happiness. And then what we found was we were able to use mediation modeling, and it showed that participants who were in the experiential condition said that they were more likely to consider their money well spent at that time, but also that currently that their purchase was still making them happier, and it made others happier. And that was because they had an increased sense of vitality, an increased sense of vigor. And they also had a sense of being connected with their social world. But they also had less social comparison. And what I mean by that is that they, you might buy a pair of shoes and think your shoes are really nice until you see your friend's shoes and they're nicer.
Right.
But people's experiences, their vacations and their times out with their friends isn't susceptible to social comparison.
So you don't have buyer's remorse when you buy an experience, get an experience. But there's got to be some point where, you know, having money helps, you know, and you're very happy to have that money.
Right. It's funny that for the last 35 years we've talked about, and you've probably, I mean, I've seen it in Yahoo News and CNN, maybe even reported on NPR, that money doesn't make people happier. And that's part of what motivated me to think about this, because if it doesn't make us happier, it's odd, because we certainly act like it does. We work really hard to earn a lot of money, and we take what appears to be a lot of pleasure in going out and spending it. So what we hypothesized here in the lab was that it's probably that money makes some people happy at least some of the time when they're spending it on the right things.
Does this translate directly into, let's say, Valentine's Day, buying a gift for someone versus buying them an experience, a concert or a dinner or something like that?
Right. I think it does in two ways. First, the whole theory that's underlying this would be psychological need theory. So, you know, you talk about the fact that when you're really poor, money makes you happy because you're spending it probably on things that you need to fulfill basic needs, like being hungry and having shelter. And we don't adapt to being hungry or shelter. We like to eat every day. We like to have shelter every day. And so theoretically, if you use your money to satisfy psychological needs, like the need to feel alive and invigorated and connected with other individuals, then it, you know, it should make you happier. If the gift that you give to someone allows a person to have those same psychological needs fulfilled, then it should bring the person more happiness. But also, you know, sometimes you give a person a gift. Mm-hmm. You might give them a gift card, or you might give them, you know, my sister and I, we always exchange checks. So if you get money and you're able to make your own decision with the purchase, not only should you buy an experience, mm-hmm. but, you know, you might want to consider giving an experience too.
Let me see if I can get a quick call in 1-800-989-8255. James in Charlotte. Hi, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi there. Go ahead.
All right. This topic is kind of funny, man. My wife and I, we stopped doing the gift thing a long time ago when we found out that there was just no topping the gifts that we started to get for each other. And so we started doing the experience thing, taking trips and similar things like that. And actually tomorrow for Valentine's Day, instead of the usual whole dinner and exchanging little small tokens of appreciation, we are going to a Bugs Bunny on Broadway symphony performance.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's going to be great because that's why our love for classical music started, actually, as kids watching Bugs Bunny cartoons. Right. But, yeah, I totally agree with experiences over material goods any day of the week.
Thanks, James. That's all, folks.
All right, you have a good one.
All right, thanks, you too. Well, there's proof of your pudding. Right.
Yeah, I've actually it's interesting. I've had friends email me. I've seen comments on some of the articles, and a lot of people say that. I just was actually talking to a friend at our local YMCA here, and she said, "You know, I just keep telling my family all I want is experience now."
Yeah, and you know, and it could be a lot cheaper than a gift, and more, as you say, more satisfying and a lot cheaper.
Yeah, one of the kind of cool findings that we found is we asked people how much money they spent, and two other studies have done similar types of paradigms, and they actually told the people to focus on a certain amount of money. One was $50 and one was $300. And we said, you know, if you're buying an experience or a material item, you can choose, you know, just think about it. And some of the experiences were as small as $5 going to a coffee shop. You know, the median amount that people spent was $70, you know, very wow. doable in a tough economy. And it doesn't correlate at all with how happy it makes you feel. Actually, the only thing it correlates with is a sense of envy. So the more money you spend, the more envious you think people will be of it, which actually isn't good for our well-being.
Well, there's our Science Friday tip of the holiday week for you.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day, get an experience better and cheaper than a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you very much.
Have a good holiday and a happy Valentine's Day to you.
You too.
Ryan Howell is assistant professor of psychology at San Francisco State University, and he joined us by phone.